Before we take any action on this, there's, we're still discussing the report on the RFP for legal services and the applicants to be our legal counsel. I need to mention that I did receive, hand-delivered today, a copy of a Telefax from a Routh and Crabtree attorneys-in-law with the comments on the bottom of it that says, here's our proposal in case the committee decides to reopen the bid period. So they're not saying they want to be considered. They realize that they weren't involved at the time, but in the event we bogged down, that they wanted this to be in front of us. I just wanted the record to show them. Okay, are there, is there any other discussion or comments or motion? Or, Representative Porter?
I would just move that we not consider any applications or requests that came in after deadline.
Okay, there's no objection to that. We won't be considering. Other questions, comments? Representative Mackey?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the chairman be authorized to negotiate and execute an agreement with Michael R. Spann from Bogle and Gates to provide legal services to the Select Committee on Ethics.
The motion is made. Is there any discussion or objection? If there's no objection, then I'll get with it and do it.
Just one comment, if I can, for the record. I believe that it is the opinion that we had three qualified firms, very qualified, and due to geography and a number of other things, as well as, you know, the rating and the report from the subcommittee indicated that it was a difficult choice. However, this individual proved to be the one that would be best suited to provide those services.
Thank you. I think that does summarize things very well. Marge?
Yeah, I would move that in the event a conflict of interest prevents Bogle and Gates from providing any legal services to the committee, that the chair be authorized to negotiate with and retain an attorney to handle the matter for which there's a conflict.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion? If there are no objections, then in the event of a conflict, I'll do that. Okay. I believe that covers everything in the subcommittee report on the RFPs and our selection. And the only other business that's still on the agenda is the adjourning into the appropriate subcommittees. We recessed from our Senate subcommittee because of the unavailability of the senators. They had to go to a conference. What's your pleasure? We could go into a House subcommittee.
I guess that begs the question, is there need?
That is a pretty good question. I was kind of curious if
at this stage I would we will recess the full committee meeting. I guess we need to recess it and then come back and actually adjourn it when we're finished with the subcommittees. We'll recess the full committee meeting, and we'll be going into a subcommittee meeting of the House Select Committee on Legislative Affairs.
So we're recessing
Legislative Ethics. Thank you.
We're recessing this meeting. We will come back to this meeting prior to
quitting today, or whenever we quit, midnight or thereafter. And now that we are in the House subcommittee, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session in that subcommittee.
I so move.
So move.
All right, we're going into executive session. Okay, we're back out of the House subcommittee executive session, and in the House subcommittee session. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn, recognizing that we'll be back in the full committee in a public meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Representative Mackey.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the House subcommittee adjourn and that the full ethics committee be subject to resuming its action tomorrow morning at 8 p.m., which is Friday, April 23rd. 8 a.m.
No objections. That's all I'll do.
Okay.